G'day everybody, welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, it's the questions out of round 7 leading into round 8. If you haven't subscribed, wherever you listen to your podcast, please do that. Leave us a rating, leave us a review. All right, let's get stuck in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. This is a mailbag for round 7.
Yes, we're heading into round 8 and we don't stuff around, we get straight in. Nick, stop talking now. Let's start with Mitch Tolkien.
He's
sent in now. Hello, boys.
J-I-R's.
Long time listener, first time mailbag contributor.
Oh, we like that.
Great pod, by far the best footy pod in the country.
You love reading stuff like that. I skip over stuff like that.
Best footy pod in the country.
No, but like anyone that pats you on the bell, I just feel a bit awkward, so I just skip through it. You love it.
Someone bailed me up at the footy when I was there with my mates. Oh, really? I looked at him like, don't know.
Oh.
He's like, love the pod. And all my mates, they loved it.
Nice.
Santa must be confusing me with somebody.
Speaking of pats on the back, I wanted to tip my hat to Ryan Daniels. I attended the Derby lunch at Crown last week and I thought he did an incredible job as MC.
Oh, that was when you were up Dylan Andrews' ass.
Andrew Dylan. Entertaining, Dylan, knowledgeable, hit the hard questions when he needed to and kept the day flowing perfectly. Whilst I'm here, I'd appreciate your thoughts. If there was a gun to your head, who are you choosing to win a flag next, West Coast or Freo? That's from Mitch Tolkien, a.k.a. my mum.
Yeah.
Okay, who do we think? Thank you, Mitch, by the way.
I'm not even going to muck around with it. I think Freo. They need to add pieces. What they've got now is not a premiership team.
Third youngest team in the league.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Yeah. Carbo, your news man at Triple M, Damien Carbon, he came in this morning. We were talking about the Brayshaw thing. And he goes, mate, I was more annoyed that you said the Eagles were young. I mean, we were younger, they were. Actually the second or third youngest team on the weekend again.
Yeah.
So they do have a lot of stock in there. It's Fremantle, but West Coast, you feel far better about them than you did 6 months ago.
Yeah, yes. Of course. If Freo don't win one with this crop, then you're back to the start.
They got a five-year window here, a big one. Jason Zekin. Gentlemen, Toby Green has just been suspended for the 8th time, bringing his total games missed through suspension to 15 across his career. As you may be aware, there is the national deregistration policy that states you'll essentially be banned for life after reaching 16 total weeks suspension. Even how does this policy affect AFL-listed players? Is Toby in danger of being banned for life for another indiscretion?
That's a good point.
I'm aware there is a discount for AFL players once they leave the AFL system and start playing more community-based football. Should Toby be worried about being banned for life?
Imagine that Toby, the slight bump was like, you're done for life, Tobes.
And will this kind of thing affect how he plays the game going forward? Geez, that is fascinating.
Look, that's from Jason. I feel like they're going to get around that. But
from Jason.
Jason Zekin. I can't imagine they're going to ban Toby for life.
Imagine
what a
that.
Cliffhanger
they'll end up going back through the court. He could shoot someone on the field.
I was
going
to say.
And be like, self-defense.
No. How many weeks?
I can imagine the phone call. Toby just gets Laura Kane come up on the phone. Okay, Toby, I got some bad news.
Toby, we've fined you $100,000, but you'll still play.
I think Jason might be saying that once he quits the AFL, if he wants to go play country footy in Tongala, he can't.
Yeah.
He can't.
It carries over, does it?
I wouldn't have thought.
I don't know.
I wouldn't have
I'm
thought.
I'm not sure Toby's going to be one of the
I think it's
back.
In place for the lunatics at country level who are just trying to knock people's heads off.
The bar's a lot higher too in the AFL for suspensions and
I think
stuff.
It'll be sweet, but I like it. This is from Alex. Hey, lads, love the pod. Rhino, don't be shy. Commit to the flag mantle fandom.
Oi.
I think a huge issue.
Well, this is pre-game, obviously.
I think a huge issue for Freo is the lack of goal-kicking small forward. Thoughts on them targeting Jesse Motlop, who was part of their NGA. If not him, can you think of any options they could target that could be cheap, like Bobby Hill's addition to Collingwood? Well, we just talked about this in the pod, right? We thought rather than targeting a Logan McDonald, they do need some spark and some pace. I tend to agree. I don't know who's out there that they could get. Motlop would be fantastic. I love Jesse Motlop. I think he's brilliant. I do.
Brilliant. You're using these. Brilliant.
I said fantastic.
You said brilliant at the end.
I think he could be brilliant.
Yeah,
I like his ceiling.
I
I get on early.
Yeah.
And I'm almost always right.
According to
Macanato.
It's a real, like, I can't believe Fremantle.
He's not a coffee.
I've blended both the names. First and last.
I can't believe Fremantle lost the access to the academy. I mean, those are the kids the academies are built to,
well, the
to
worst
not lose.
Part
someone
is,
whose father and uncles all played over
the worst
football.
Part is they'll shift it in 2 years and it'll just be this patch where everyone missed out on these players.
It's ridiculous that he was in that academy.
They need to target a small forward. He's right.
Yep, no agree.
But yes.
I don't know who off the top of my head, though. Motlop is a great suggestion. It's a really good suggestion.
I think I'm coming through.
Artie Jones would be good at the ball. Just go get him.
Does it have to be WA boy?
No.
Well, it's easier to get them. But it doesn't have to be.
Who do you like?
No, I just feel like Brett Daniels might be one who gets overlooked financially.
Get him. Just go ahead, mate.
Pay him.
Everyone gets a million, you know, Whitfield and Kelly and Green. And
pinch him out. Darcy Jones takes his spot.
What if you double the pay of Brett Daniels?
Oh, he's my cousin, so I'll give him a text.
Yes.
Jesse O'Keefe.
Hey, I hope on your last name, hope you appreciate the autocorrect when I tweeted something to you the other day, an apostrophe S'd, and I tweeted it and went back edited the tweet, got rid of it, and wrote Daniels probably.
That.
And someone wrote underneath it, don't think I didn't notice you've edited it correctly. Well done.
I like that.
So there you go.
Okay. I might have to go back and have a look. Jesse O'Keefe, can we please do away with the Fox Footy Brain Trust pregame banality group chat and just go live to the game? Fans are being robbed of the feeling and emotion in the lead up to Bounce Down, particularly during such important rounds as Anzac Round. Listening to Derm regurgitate his pre-planned editor-written dribble as the ceremony is starting playing is a disgrace. Okay, so
they can't go to the game.
Well, I can give you some clarity here. Because it's a Seven broadcast, Fox basically have to do their own studio show.
Well, they're not there.
Right up until the minute. So if you want the pregame stuff, you kind of have to watch Seven.
They could send people to do pregame, couldn't they? But
well, there's rules about what you can do in the ground.
Yeah, but then it'd be...
So next year that's going to change, by the way. So things will change significantly.
Yeah, they get their own callers.
Seven and Fox can be at both games. You can do their own thing. So you'll see a shift next year, which will be fascinating to see. There's more. We can unpack that.
I think same cameras, right?
It's going to be it'll cameras. Be the same feed, but you might be out of your own boundary camera, for instance, because you'll have your own boundary rider, that sort of thing. So we'll see a big shift next year.
That one got me on the remote calling. Annoyed me on the weekend. The brief bit I caught of that North Melbourne game, some bloke walking off injured wasn't mentioned at all.
Yeah.
I was like, but four of you are watching the screen that I'm watching.
So for now, Jesse, you're going to have to tune into the screens of Seven, which you should be anyway, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Scott
right.
Stewart Barrell, gents, a mailbag question. Do you think the AFL will ever adopt retiring players' numbers? Big deal with American sports, and I think it'd be a great way to celebrate the legends of the game. Your thoughts? Very hard, because you have 45 blokes on a list. You're going to run out of numbers very quickly.
So for Quidditch, you're just going through Hawthorn, for example.
23
gone, probably
number
5
eight.
Sam Mitchell gone, Brownlow medalist,
number
probably
8, Jack Frost.
Look,
Luke Hodge, 15 gone.
I could see it.
Jason Dunstall, 19 gone.
One per club. Could you just pick one number?
No, you can't. Because then what happens
if someone better comes along?
Yeah, so
then that number's back in and your new one's out.
Okay, I don't mind that.
Sorry, Shane Parker. Pav's just.
Exactly. It's 29 for now. No one touches 29.
Okay. I don't mind that.
Some do it, right? They just for like a few years. A
couple of years usually.
And it's not a big song and dance.
But if we are retiring him from and retiring him at will, I mean, bloke's going to be running around in the dinner for two. For sure.
He's number 264, Cooper Simpson, this week for the Doggers. Chris Bandy, watch the 30 seconds after Sam Wicks' second goal.
Not one swan
acknowledged him, not even when he gets to the forward huddle. All is not well. Where does he play next year? He's a good player too, Sam Wicks. I mean, I'm not privy to all the information of what's happened at Sydney. It's pretty obvious something's happened.
Something's gone down.
Think? Off-field drama.
We've all had a week off.
We've all read the stories.
He had a week off, so yeah.
When the club comes out and says he can play.
It's going to be a fascinating watch.
That was weird, but I wonder if it was just a crazy set of circumstances that Wicks kicks a goal, we're on top.
By heaps.
Don't over-celebrate it.
Well, no, but also I'm going to run to the bench. Yeah. Come back on. You think everyone's done their high-fiving, so you don't want to come in a minute later and start high-fiving.
True.
Don't know.
Could be something there.
It was a fast break, wasn't it? No one was near him.
The thing is, everyone's looking into it now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a watch on Wicks celebrations for the rest of the year. Lockie Sturrock. Hey, guys. Love the pod.
All about it.
Bit of an All-Australian team vibe question with a twist. If you had to select a team of 22 active players to play in a grand final tomorrow, who would be in your team? Can take into account current form, previous finals, performances, etc. Now, we have a bit of time. We can probably do this.
I do want to get to one of my things first.
Okay, let's do your thing first.
All right, so did you see the goal that was called touched? And I got the photo here.
Southport?
Yeah, in the Southport game. Rhino, so you see what I'm talking about there. That was called touched.
How?
Okay, well,
it's Michael Jordan on the mark.
So I had a guy DM me, Patrick Trigg. This is start of the year. He has three footballing ideas that are way out there, right?
Yeah.
He goes, you need to teach defenders flexible fingers so that when the ball goes over their head, it looks like the fingers have been bent back. For whenever it goes upstairs, the fingers have been back.
Double Jordan fullback.
The juggler, he's called them the flexible fingers, the juggler.
Yeah.
Need to teach forwards to when they're in a shitty position on the ground, rather than take the chest mark there, juggle the ball another back 10. Into a position yeah. where they're taking an easier shot. And I'm like, that's clever, the juggler. I don't mind it. Mm. And the last one, he goes, the mouth percussionist. Now, this is bloody unlikely as it relies on intelligence from a ruckman, which we know is not always possible. But every time there's a shot at goal, a two-metre ruckman would be on the mark. When the opposition's kicking for goal, you send the big man up, and in this scenario, you make a noise that sounds like the ball's being touched. Okay. So over the top, we'll make whatever noise to add some confusion. Well, I think that's what happened. They heard the noise in that game. Or the bloke made a noise on the mark.
He clicked his boots.
He clicked his boots on the mark.
He and jumped up and clicked his boots.
Jumped up, clicked his boots, and they've gone.
Touched.
And it was at the end of the game, wasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw someone said they had been doing it at, like, Ammo's level for ages. And they said 99% of the time it doesn't work, but you'll get, like, 3 a year.
But unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
Making noise on the mark. Touched. Too good.
There's no goal review in... is there a goal review?
Nah.
There
God,
no. Just do it every time.
I agree. Make it hard for him. All right. Well, so what are we writing down?
I'm trying to do, on the run, a best 22 for a final, a grand final.
For
so
which
that
team?
Was the question.
Current players.
You could pick all Australian, but it's only for that one game. So you actually want to win a game of footy, which is interesting.
So you're just picking the Australian team?
Yeah, but only for one. You're not picking it on like, oh, this guy's a star. It's like, I want to win a game. I actually want to win a proper game. So, you know, they put like 9 midfielders in the Australian team. You're not doing that in this scenario. Gotcha. You're just not. So I only had like 30 seconds there. I've got some, so you might have to help me fill
Toby
it out.
Right.
So the Toby, let me put him there. Okay.
How do I know you're going to would have missed him?
Well,
Darcy Jones.
Well, okay. Easy for you guys to say. You're not actually doing it. Okay, the back line.
He has been
I'm prickly, aren't I?
Since
Tom Stewart. Okay.
No, since Tom Morris stole the bloody Archie Reid stuff.
So Tom Stewart's in the back line with Sam Taylor, and we need someone else on that full back line.
Luke Ryan?
I'll put Luke Ryan in there. I like that. He's in good form. We need someone to be that. Well, Stewart's kind of done doing that too, so.
Yeah. Cool. We got a
lockdown.
Assad or something?
Buckley? We need a lockdown.
Nah, Buckley doesn't play back pocket.
Mm. Well, Taylor's a... Lockdown if he needs to be, doesn't he?
Tom Stewart's been locking down more this year.
Okay, we'll put Jordan Clark on a halfback flank. He's having a really good year and he takes it on. Who else do you want on the other halfback?
Daly Bale.
Daly Bale. After 2 games.
Yeah. All right. He's back.
What about Shees?
Well, we need.
Nah,
we'll
it's too easy.
We'll put Ryan at centre halfback and then we need another back pocket. So think about your back pockets, Nick. Mm. Centre line, Errol's on one wing, even though he doesn't play wing that much these days.
No, he played heaps of wing yesterday.
I was about to throw out a name, but then I realised he didn't have a great grand final. Starcevic.
I'm putting Sarong in the centre.
Okay.
Yeah, and we need another wingman.
I would have put Merritt in the middle, but...
What, uh-huh. Kelly? Or Kelly on a wing?
It's Sarong on the bench, maybe.
Okay, I'll put Sarong on the bench.
I want him in there.
Who do you want in the middle? Who'd you say?
Zachy boy.
Merritt, your boy.
That's fair, though.
DeGoey at half forward and Grian Myers on the other half forward flank.
Grian Myers is on his head.
Centre half forward, Jake Waterman.
Jeremy Cameron.
He's at full forward.
Okay.
We could switch
him. He's been playing high on the ground.
We'll play Cameron at centre half forward.
Tom Hawkins at full forward.
Well, I don't mind the double. So let's do it. Let's do it. I've got Bobby Hill running North Smith medalist. If it's grand final, he wears the hat. He's got the hat on. And Toby in the other pocket. Max Gorns, your ruckman, Tom Green and Isaac Heaney.
Actually, no. Put Dusty in a pocket.
He's on the bench. He's the wild card. Tom Green and Heaney is the on ballers. And then Dusty, Petrarca, Sarong. I mean, we're probably overlooking
Parker.
A bunch of players here. No, Petrarca.
Oh, Petrarca.
Just because
I
want as many Norm Smith medalists in this team as I can get. Because I feel like they...
Well, what about Fritter? You need a forward. What about Fritter? He kicks six or seven on the big stage.
Yeah, sure, stick him in there. I think that's a team.
That's
us.
We've got one last question.
Right.
Now, this is something we think we're going to make a thing. Mm. We had a conspiracy last week. Josh, if you can hit the music. Conspiracy corner, because it's triggered something in a few of our listeners, and we've got a couple.
We've had the review conspiracy.
Yeah. That's right, the goal umpires, review.
Crypto.com.
Crypto.com conspiracy, and now we have another one. This one's from James Holder. So if you have a conspiracy, send it in. Conspiracy corner.
We could almost have that as a hold up, like I need to go through this conspiracy.
What would you do?
Yeah, I don't mind it. So this is, that's right. So this is the last thing we'll do
hold
every
up.
Question.
Wait a minute.
No, they're one of that. What would you do if someone was there?
Hold up. In the bedroom floor because he's hungry and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money and
what is that song?
Gone.
I don't know why
something high
conspiracies that you two are stoned or something. James
Holland,
good morning, loving the question time on the pod, great addition. What just happened? Speaking of conspiracy theories, I genuinely think the AFL instructed North with an F, to not even think about tanking, or their priority pick suite would have been watered down significantly. Maybe even the RFA compo for Mackay as well. Could have been instructed to jolt Gold Coast as well. Not sure if it's for the pod, but does make sense that it's only game they have won in the last 27. So James is saying...
they got a tap on the shoulder.
If you don't win this game, if you don't
compete,
this game... you're not getting the priority picks. You're not getting the compensation that you want for Mackay. We'll screw you up if you don't at least try.
So you get either pick one and that's it, virtually.
Or all that other stuff.
Or we can give you
still keep pick, two. You still have two.
We'll associate three with
you'll
it.
You'll get three with it. I don't hate it.
What are we voting?
So how does that conversation go? So is it your man Dylan Andrew. He goes to Clarko and has to say to Clarko...
No, well, I think originally goes to the C... Who's the chairwoman?
Sonia Hood.
Goes to Sonia. Mm-hmm. Says, I tried to get you on Twitter, couldn't get you there, so this is a call. And then they say, we need to have a meeting. It's not done on the phone.
No,
in person.
It's in person. Not at AFL House either.
You get frisked on the way.
Car park. Pull up next to the car.
Or a mansion in Toorak.
Yep.
And that's what happens.
Oh, okay. So we think it's a possibility,
I'm giving it a 5%.
5%. Oh, that's the alarm. We made it. Send in your conspiracy. Send in your questions. We love them. Keep it going.
Hardball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.